we're quite optimistic, I must say. We've issued a preliminary statement, which any of your listeners can access at cartercenter.org, that details the findings of our long-term observers. We've had 14 from 11 countries out there watching the process since early January. And the reporting that we've had, despite I know a number of media commentaries about the escalating tensions, has been that it's been generally peaceful and that the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission has administered the process thus far in a competent manner. So there have been some shortcomings. There always are, Peter. But at the moment, we're hopeful because we'd all like to see a peaceful election in Kenya.
Well, Dr. Strumlaw, some Kenyans have expressed concern about possible rigging in this year's election, especially with what happened in 2007 post-election violence. Even the Prime Minister has expressed concern about possible rigging. The IEBC said, no, it's impossible to rig this election. What are your concerns? And do you think they are capable of resolving this before the election?
Well, I have to be honest, Peter, Voice of America is making me increasingly nervous, and you're not alone in forecasting a dead heat or a very tight election. There's been, I think, one or two polls, and I don't know how credible they are. And, of course, if the American experience recently is any indication, it was thought to be a dead heat, and Barack Obama won nicely. We don't care who wins in the Kenyan election. We are completely impartial. What we do as observers tend to like, however, is a clear win, because if there's a clear win, it's a lot easier, and the process appears to have general credibility, and we can talk about the details. That's what our business is all about, but it's too early now. But if it's a very, very close election, then the pressures on the Kenyan politicians to do the right thing and to stick to the agreed process and have it adjudicated. You know, no election that we've ever seen was tighter than the Ghanaian election in 2008, but there was a very strong electoral management body that sort of held the people together, and the people of Ghana said, you know, it's more important for us to get this right procedurally, even though with only 30,000 votes dividing the two leading candidates, you really couldn't know for sure who actually had won. But you'd like to see that as a trend, and, you know, we in the United States have had some very close elections, think 2000, and you let the courts and the official bodies render a judgment. That's what we'll all be pushing for.
Dr. Strumlaw, how closely will the Carter Center poll observer mission work with the IEBC to resolve any anticipated concerns expressed by Kenyans as well as these politicians in the election?
Well, it's a good question. Let me say a couple of things. First of all, you know, we are there at the invitation of the Kenyan electoral authorities, but we also recognize our role is to be the impartial witnesses. And how the Kenyans choose to sort this out, we will watch. But we will not do that alone. One of the important developments around this election is the enormous international interest being shown by the African Union, by the East African community, by the Southern African community, by domestic observer groups that have mobilized hundreds and hundreds of observers. We try to work as closely as we can, and I should add the European Union, of course. We try to work with the other observer groups to compare notes. We're all independent, but if we can come to a kind of a consensus around the process that needs to be followed in light of what has been agreed to by the candidates in advance of the contest, then if there are disturbances or challenges that need to be adjudicated, and there is a process for doing that. It'll affect when, if there is a runoff, whether the runoff is, as you've been saying, maybe April 11th, or maybe it'll be later than that. There are in place mechanisms for resolving these differences, and our plea to everyone is stick to the process and do it peacefully.
What is the expectation of the Carter Center as Kenyans go to the polls on March 4th?
Well, our expectations are that the Kenyan people will see it in their interest, and it's certainly in Africa's and the world interest, to have this jewel of a country get on with the business of developing, get on with kind of doing the things that the candidates are promising the voters in terms of education reform, in terms of jobs, and the things that voters really care about. So, you know, our hope and our expectation is that common sense will prevail, and as Kofi Annan, who mediated the post-conflict in 2007, said, you know, the elections must be peaceful, free, and fair, and they must be conducted in accordance to the rule of law, and that's what we're looking at. And we have no reason thus far from our long-term observers to think that standard won't be met.